ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 4 द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ महाराज ऋषभदेव। टेक्स्ट 4 नाभिस्तु यथा विलाषितं सुप्रजत्वं अवरुद्ध्याति प्रमोदभरविह्वलो गद्गदाक्षरया गिरा स्वैरं गृहीत नरलोक सधर्मं भगवन्तं पुराणपुरुषं मायाविलासितमतिर्वत्स तातेति सानुरागम उपलालयन परां निर्वृत्तिम उपगतः। सो अगेन इट्स द वर्स विच इज इन प्रोज इंस्टेड ऑफ पोएट्री। सो लेट्स गेट टू द वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन एंड द मेन ट्रांसलेशन इन द पुरपोट। नाभि किंग नाभि तो सर्टनली यथा अभिलाषितम अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज डिजायर सुप्रजस्त्वम द मोस्ट ब्यूटिफुल सन अवरुद्ध्या गेटिंग अति प्रमोद ऑफ ग्रेट जुबिलेशन भर बाय एन एक्सेस विह्वलः बीइंग ओवरवेलम्ड गदगद अक्षरया फॉल्टरिंग इन एक्सटेसी गिरा विथ अ वॉइस स्वैरम बाय हिज इंडिपेंडेंट विल गृहीत एक्सेप्टेड नरलोक सधर्मम एक्टिंग एज इफ अ ह्यूमन बीइंग भगवंतम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड पुराण पुरुषम द ओल्डेस्ट अमॉन्ग लिविंग एंटिटीज माया बाय योग माया विलसित बेविल्डर्ड मति ही हिज मेंटालिटी वत्स माई डियर सन तात माई डार्लिंग इति दस स अनुरागम विथ ग्रेट अफेक्शन उपलालयन रेजिंग पराम ट्रांसेंडेंटल निर्वृत्तिम ब्लिस उपगतः अचीव्ड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पुरपुट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ए सी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। Due to getting a perfect son according to his desire, King Nabhi was always overwhelmed with transcendental bliss and was very affectionate to his son. It was with ecstasy and a faltering voice that he addressed him, "My dear son, my darling." This mentality was brought about by Yoga Maya, whereby he accepted the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Father, as his own son. Out of his supreme goodwill, the Lord became his son and dealt with everyone as if he were an ordinary human being. Thus King Nabhi began to raise his transcendental son with great affection, and he was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, joy, and devotion. Purport. The word Maya is used in the sense of illusion. Considering the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be his own son, Maharaj Nabhi was certainly in illusion. But this was transcendental illusion. This illusion is required. Otherwise, how can one accept the Supreme Father as his own son? The Supreme Lord appears as the son of one of his devotees, just as Lord Krishna appeared as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. These devotees could never think of their son as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for such appreciation would hamper their relationship of paternal love. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guroho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So welcome to this discussion on the continuation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So till now, we have seen in chapter 3, the transcendental appearance of Maharaj Rishabhdev. Now in the starting of chapter 4, the ecstasy or the happiness of King Nabhi is described. As we know, King Nabhi had this perfect desire that he wanted the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his son. And when that desire is fulfilled in this verse, his transcendental bliss and his supreme joy is described. The word Maya is used by Shukadev Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada starts his purport with this word. Now, how many types of Maya do we have? Okay, so we have two types of... In our temple, we have only one Maya. but in general, we have two types of Maya. What are they? Yoga Maya and Maha Maya. So what's the difference?
Yoga Maya is the world's currency.
Okay. How about Maha Maya? Okay. Fair enough. Anything to... Yes? Now, interesting. So,
you say internal and
She said that Mahamaya bewilders us and Yogamaya frees us. Okay, fair enough. Any more points on Maya? Krishna Leela Prabhu?
Yogamaya covers Krishna's devotees and Mahamaya covers those who are not devotees yet.
Okay. Alright. Okay, fair enough. So all the answers were on the right track. Some were right and some were on the right track. And no problem. So let's have a quick discussion on Maya. So we're always told that Maya is bad and don't fall in Maya and you are in Maya. Yes? I know a couple of devotees in Mumbai, they were asked by the president to stop preaching. Because they used to go into colleges and tell the students, stop learning, you are in Maya. You know, get out of college, you are in Maya. So anyway, let's try to figure out what this Maya is. As Krishna Leela Prabhu explained, that is pretty accurate and apt. Principally, in principle sense, we have two types of Maya, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. And the living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. We belong to Krishna eternally. And the root cause of we being caught in this material illusion or this material world is forgetfulness of Krishna. We make so many mistakes. We have made so many mistakes. But the root of all of that is described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as avidya or ignorance. Ignorance of what? Or what's the main mistake which caused all of this? Was forgetfulness of Krishna. So as soon as a living entity desires to be independent of the Supreme Lord, then the living entity who's part and parcel of Krishna is transferred into the external energy. The example given is that a living entity is like a baby child, a baby girl. And the mother is in the kitchen and she is cooking. So the baby girl comes into the kitchen and she looks at the mother and she feels that, well, even I want to cook. But the mother will never let the baby girl cook close to her because there's fire and it's hazardous. So what the mother does is she gets her child a pink cooking set. Or any color cooking set, but an artificial cooking set. So now the child sits in her own room and she tries to move the spoons and tries to make something and cook something. And now she's enjoying her independence. Independent of the mother, she's trying to cook. But at the end of the day, her cooking will never give her food. Whatever she's trying to move and whatever she's trying to do is just satisfying herself for some time. But that will never give her food. At the end of the day, she has to give up her cooking and come and accept the mother's cooking. And the mother's cooking will give her food and satisfy her hunger. So similarly, the living entity is like the girl child here in this example. And the Supreme Lord is like the mother. And when we see Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we also desire in our minute independence that I also wish to cook like you. In the sense that I also wish to own the supremely opulent creation like you do. And Sri Krishna, like the loving mother, gives us this cooking set of this material world. Well, try cooking in this material world or try enjoying in this material world. So like the girl child tries to move the spoons and tries to cook on her own, the living entity in this material world tries to enjoy and tries to be the master and the center. But unfortunately, just like the child tries to cook but never gets food out of it, we try to enjoy but we never get happiness out of it. At the end of the day, we have to take shelter of Sri Krishna. And it is said that as soon as we forget Krishna, we are in Maya. What is Maya basically? Forgetfulness of Krishna. Here we are talking about Mahamaya. Out of the two types of Maya, we said Mahamaya is the external energy of the Supreme Lord. And as soon as we forget Sri Krishna, we are transferred under the care and protection of the external energy. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhoga vancha kore nikatastha maya tare japatiya dhare. Prabhupada explains that as soon as there is light, there is no darkness. But as soon as we switch off the light, there is darkness. You don't have to make an extra endeavor. So it's either zero or one. There's no twitching in the middle. There's no half, there's no one-third, there's no three-fourth, nothing. So either we are remembering Krishna and free from Maya, or we are forgetting Krishna and we are under Mahamaya. Now this is the external potency. Now what does Mahamaya do? She checks our progress at every step. Maya Devi is the greatest devotee of the Lord. She's a wonderful Vaishnavi. She serves Krishna 24/7. How does she serve Krishna? She checks everyone's progress. Anyone who tries to make progress towards Krishna, Mahamaya, she checks your progress. Why does she do that? Because she doesn't want people to create nuisance for Krishna. If you're not completely purified, and if you're not completely in line with Krishna's desire, then we will be a hindrance in his pastimes. So therefore, Mahamaya, she checks our progress at every point. We oftentimes give the example that when you get into a big school, you have tests and you have exams coming up every fortnight, for example. Why are those tests kept? So that you check for yourself how good you are in that course or in that subject. Are you studying well? Are you understanding the material well? So if you're flunking in that exam, that's an indication, well, you're not up to the mark. So as soon as we start chanting, as soon as we start performing bhakti, we see that there is more trouble and there's more test. Because till the time you never perform bhakti, you were completely in Maya. So Maya never tested you. Like, okay, you are in my control. But now as soon as you perform bhakti and you serve Krishna, Maya starts checking your progress. You start chanting Hare Krishna and you'll have some other obstacle. You become a bigger devotee, there's even more bigger obstacle. The more you advance, the higher is the test of Maya. And this is inevitable. The more we advance in Krishna consciousness, the test that Maya offers or the allurement that Maya offers is greater. As the going gets tough, the tough gets going. So, and we find even in the lives of the acharyas, the greatest acharya, the Nama Acharya in the life of, or in the era of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was born in a so-called Mohammedan or Muslim family. And he was very famous, chanting the holy names all day and night. And as we know, the story goes, he was tested by Maya Devi herself. Haridas Thakur was like 25-year-old Vaishnav, young person, and chanting the holy name, completely taking shelter of the holy name. And he was sitting in the middle of the forest, and it was the middle of the night. And Ramchandra Khan, who was so envious of Haridas Thakur, he sent a prostitute. And this prostitute was an agent of Maya Devi. And he sent her to say that you go and try to attract this person because his fame is spreading all over. If you attract him and he comes in your control, immediately I'll arrest him and I show the world how fallen he is. He was a very envious person. So this prostitute went to Haridas Thakur and it is described that she stood in a very provocative manner and she told Haridas Thakur, you're Vaishnav Thakur. You're a wish-fulfilling tree. Vancha kalpataru. Yes. You're a wish-fulfilling tree. Please fulfill this desire of mine. And we know the story of how Haridas Thakur tricked her. He said that, oh, I have this quota of chanting 1 billion names a month. And that's almost going to be done tonight. So please sit here. And once I'm done, I'll fulfill your desire. So she sat there next to the Tulsi plant and Haridas Thakur was on Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And it was dusk time and went up to dawn and the lady is still sitting there. And then almost sunrise and people started to move and she felt embarrassed and she left. Next night she came again And she told Haridas Thakur, well, what happened? You promised me. He said, oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't finish my quota. You sit here. It'll be done tonight. And he did the same script. The same thing went on. And by the time it was the third night, because she was so purified by hearing the chanting from the lips of a pure Vaishnava, she circumambulated Tulsi, and by midnight she surrendered. She fell at the feet of Haridas Thakur and said, I was sent by this fool. Haridas Thakur said, do you think I didn't know about it? Why do you think I was sitting here? Actually, Haridas Thakur could have left, like the brahmacharis do in our society. Oh, Mataji! He could have left. But he didn't. Because he felt, if I leave from here, who will deliver this prostitute? So in this story, we find that later the prostitute, she gave up all her ill-gotten property and wealth, and she came and surrendered to Haridas Thakur, took Diksha and started chanting the holy name. So it is described that this prostitute was actually Maya Devi herself. And because Haridas Thakur was such a great Vaishnava, he was tempted by Maya Devi in the form of a very young, attractive girl, and he was young and attractive, and it was in the middle of the forest, and this middle of the night, and there are no CCTV cameras, trust me. No webcams, no video recording, no audio recording, no cameras, nobody to see, there's no footage. These days you have politicians who have footage, and there's CCTV camera, and then they're caught taking bribe and women and God knows what not. There was a politician back in India who was sitting in the parliament, and there were video and CCTV camera, everything is on, and he was found watching some bad video. He was watching some pornographic stuff in the parliament during the meeting. And there are video recording going on everywhere. So that's the nature of present day conditioned souls. You know you've been recorded, but you still, what to do? That's the pushing. That's how insignificant we are. And here is Haridas Thakur. There's no recording going on. But param drishtva nivartate. Vishaya vinivartante nirahārasya dehinam. Raso varjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. He had this higher taste. He was enjoying the bliss of chanting the holy name. And therefore he could never be touched by the illusory energy. So what's the lesson? Krishna says in the 7th chapter, 14th verse, says, Daivi hyesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Krishna says, this material energy, O Arjuna, is very difficult to overcome. It is impossible. Duratyaya. It is impossible. You cannot overcome. Well, but you can overcome. What's the solution? Mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Those who take complete shelter of me, they can overcome. His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj was saying in one class that when he was a child, he happened to go to his friend's house. I might have quoted this previously. He said that when he was a child, he had happened to go to his friend's place. And this friend had a dog at the doorstep. So now as he tried approaching the friend's house and he tried to ring the bell, the dog saw Sachinandan Swami as a child and started chasing him. And he was running all over the place, and the dog had canine teeth and he was running with claws and chasing. And Sachinandan Swami was afraid, and finally he ran all over the place and then came to his friend and said, tell your dog not to chase me like this. And the owner, the friend, said, no, don't do that, he's my friend. And as soon as he said, the dog subdued and he sat at the feet. So His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj remembered this and he connected it like this so beautifully. He said, I am like the jiva and I am trying to approach my friend Sri Krishna. And at the doorstep of Sri Krishna is the dog of Maya Devi. Now Maya Devi is always chasing me like the dog was always chasing him. And he ran everywhere, but the dog never stopped. It was chasing. So wherever we go, Maya chases us. But finally, what did he do? He told his friend, tell your dog not to chase me. So our friend is Sri Krishna. So if we actually pray to Krishna that wherever I'm going, this dog of Maya is chasing me, please tell him not to do that. Please subdue him. or her in this regard. And if Krishna, who is superior to Maya, if he is pleased by our endeavor, then we are free from Maya. But till the time we don't appeal to Sri Krishna, we don't cry out to Krishna, we'll always be tested by Mahamaya. So Mahamaya, as we discussed, is going to check our progress. And it's inevitable. It's going to be there. So never pray to Krishna for having a peaceful life. Krishna, please give me a life where there's no trouble. Instead, trouble is going to be there. Because this is a material world where there is a shower. There's going to be a rainfall of suffering. Instead, we pray to Krishna, even if there is suffering, make me strong enough in devotion so that you give me the strength so that I overcome it. I remember when I was a child, I met His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, and I told him, Maharaj, please bless me that I have a smooth devotional life. And Maharaj said, happy life and good Krishna consciousness go ill together. Never pray that you get a happy and smooth Krishna conscious life, because it's not possible. Whenever you perform bhakti, you're going to have more trouble. But instead, pray to Krishna that I want to be your devotee. Even if the trouble comes, you take care. Give me the strength that I overcome. So in that way, that's the second type of Maya. That's Mahamaya. We pray to Krishna, we take complete shelter of Krishna, we are freed from this illusory energy. Now in this verse, the first type of Maya is described. And what is that? Yoga Maya. Now what is Yoga Maya? It is again illusion, but it's a different illusion. Mother Yashoda, whenever the Brajavasis or the associates went and told Mother Yashoda, Maya, you know, Krishna actually killed this demon. It's possible maybe because he's God. Maybe the words of Garga Muni are true and he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maybe he's Vishnu. Mother Yashoda never agreed. In fact, it is described by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur that Mother Yashoda used to fight with the Brajavasis and say that y'all are all wrong. Y'all are saying that Krishna is God so that you can divide him with me. Because God belongs to everyone. But Krishna is my child, I belong to him and he belongs to me, and this is the only eternal truth. That's all. Now is this illusion? This is Yoga Maya. Krishna is Supreme Lord, yes. But Mother Yashoda cannot believe that he is Supreme Lord. For an atheist, if you go and tell him that God exists, he cannot believe, right? He never believes. He gives counter-arguments saying that God doesn't exist. Similarly, the pure devotees, especially in Vrindavan, they give counter-argument when you tell them that Krishna is God. They cannot accept. They won't accept Krishna is God. Because there are two types of devotion. One devotion, the first type of devotion, is worshipping the Supreme Lord because he is God. Okay, Krishna is God, therefore, oh my Lord, you are the Supreme Personality, you are transcendental to the three modes, you are the cause of all causes, you are the Lord of all lords, I belong to you, my Lord, I am a surrendered soul. This is bhakti, definitely. But this is first type of bhakti, where it's called Aishwaryamai bhakti, where you serve the Supreme Lord because he is opulent, because he is God. Because he's God, you're approaching him. And you call him the Lord of the universe. You call him the creator of all creations. But the second form of bhakti or madhuryamai bhakti is even higher that you find among the Brajavasis. Where you worship and love the Supreme Lord, not because he's God, but because you love him. Even if he's not God, you still love him. Because he's so lovable. Krishna is so sweet. Here we find Maharaj Nabi, he calls his son Rishabhdev as my darling. He's not worshipping him because Maharaj Rishabhdev is God. He's just loving him because he's overwhelmed by paternal love, parenthood. And this is a very, very beautiful feature of love. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna never enjoys this type of love outside of Vrindavan. Here in this material world, we worship Krishna as the Supreme Lord, as God. In Vaikuntha, he is worshipped as God. In Dwaraka, he is worshipped as king. In Mathura, he is again worshipped as somebody superior. But in Vrindavan, he's seen as somebody, one amongst us. Only in Vrindavan. Nobody else. Nowhere else. The friends of Krishna don't believe he's God. Because if they think he is God, they cannot play with him. After all, we have to understand Krishna is a person. He has a heart. He needs relations. He needs friends. The problem for Krishna is, okay, I am God, and because of which everyone is worshipping me. I also need friends. I need friends to play with. I need parents who would love me. I also need conjugal loving relationships. And for all of this, they have to forget that I am God. This is Yoga Maya. That Shakti of the Supreme Lord, which makes the pure devotees forget that he is Krishna, is Yoga Maya. The supreme potency. In fact, Yoga Maya causes Krishna to forget that he is God. In Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda is running with a stick behind Krishna, baby Gopal. And Gopal is running. He's crying. He's rubbing his eyes with his two lotus hands. Now Damodar month is coming very close. Mother Yashoda is running with a stick and Krishna is running and she's running and Krishna is running and she's running and Krishna is running and there's competition. Can you imagine Mother Yashoda running like this behind Narsingadev? Can we imagine that? Narsingadev comes out of pillar and Mother Yashoda is running with a stick. It doesn't make sense because Narsingadev comes as God. And who can control God? Nobody. But your baby Krishna is coming as a child. And he loves this. He just loves this. Because nowhere else does he enjoy this. Nobody else has the audacity to treat him on equal level. And Mother Yashoda doesn't even treat him on equal level. She looks down at Krishna. When the friends of Krishna said he ate dirt and Mother Yashoda looked into Krishna's mouth, she saw mountains. Into Krishna's mouth, she saw mountains. She saw oceans. She saw rivers. She saw planets. She saw the sun. She saw the moon. And she saw Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, she saw herself looking into Krishna's mouth. And all of this inside his mouth, this big. Now, is this possible? Fit the whole creation in this big a mouth? Is it possible? Not possible. It's impossible. Therefore, Krishna does it. It's impossible. And she looked into Krishna's mouth. She's thinking, oh my God, is this child really God? People, all the Brajavasis are saying he's God. And he killed Putana. And he kicked the card demon and everything fell apart. And maybe he's God. As soon as she started thinking that Krishna is God, Krishna closed his mouth. I don't like a mother who's so meditative. I don't like a mother who's a jnani, contemplative. I don't like such a mother. I like a mother who just embraces me, kisses me. The Supreme Lord who has everything desires this. Isn't this so sweet? And Krishna closes his mouth and he smiles. And as he smiles, Mother Yashoda forgets everything that she saw. In fact, when she was looking into Krishna's mouth, she was thinking, is he God? No, he's not God because when he's hungry, he comes and holds my sari. When there's lightning, he gets afraid and he comes running and he hides behind me. When he's sleepy, he holds my hand and embraces me and kisses me and sleeps on the same bed. God cannot do all this. He's not God. Then she was thinking, is Indra trying to trick me? Why would he trick me? I'm not a sage. I'm simply a village girl. So that's also not possible. And Krishna couldn't see his mother thinking all this. So he said, just close his mouth. And he smiled and she forgot everything and he forgot everything. And there was again loving relationships. This is Yoga Maya. And that's what is described here. Prabhupada says this is transcendental illusion. And this illusion is required. Otherwise, how can one accept the Supreme Father as his son? Yes? If you think that Krishna is God, then you would naturally think that he's the supplier for everyone and he has everything, then why would you feed him? Why would you dress him? He has everything. But Mother Yashoda forgets, wants to forget, doesn't want to hear that he's God. And then she makes butter for him dresses him, gives him a nice bath, combs his hair, puts nice mascara on his eyes, and Krishna takes baby steps and has his baby talk, and she enjoys all that. Maharaj Vrishabhanu and Mother Kirtida, Radharani's parents, they did austerity for 12,000 celestial years in previous lifetimes. And what was their desire? O Krishna, we want Golokeshwari, Sri Radha, as our daughter. And then they tried to please Mother Katyayani. And Mother Katyayani said that you have to chant Harinam without being initiated properly. None of your practices will give you fruit. So they started chanting. They took Diksha from Kratumuni. Took Diksha and started chanting Harinam. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Kratumuni. You know Prabhupada disciple in Vrindavan? Yes, Kratu, yes. Kratu Prabhu, yes. So Kratumuni is the guru of Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida. So he gave Diksha, they started chanting Harinam. And finally, Katyayani Devi, she came to Maharaj Vrishabhanu and gave a big golden egg-shaped box. Egg-shaped golden big box. And she said, this is your gift. And Maharaj Vrishabhanu always considered Radharani to be Golokeshwari, Vrindavaneshwari, the Supreme Goddess. But as soon as he opened that beautiful golden egg-shaped box, he saw a beautiful, beautiful baby girl, curled inwards, closing her eyes and sleeping. She looked so pretty. And as soon as he saw that Srimati Radharani, Vrindavaneshwari, Golokeshwari, Gokuleshwari is born as a child, he forgot, because now he was overwhelmed with the emotions of a father. He who is the greatest devotee of Srimati Radharani forgot that she is the Supreme Goddess. And he was overwhelmed with paternal love. This is needed. This is needed. It is described even when Vasudev saw that four-handed Vishnu in the prison house, he was filled with awe and reverence. So Devaki said, no, you become a child. As soon as Vishnu became a small child, Devaki and Vasudeva were overwhelmed with parenthood. They were no longer paying dandavat. They were no longer offering prayers. But they were looking as a child, and they picked up the child and placed him very carefully in a basket, and then kept that basket on the head. This is higher Maya, the higher potency. So our aim, so anyway, you have to be in illusion. You can never be in reality. Either you're illusion in this world, or if you get close to Krishna, you're in illusion in that world. So you're always in illusion. But that illusion is way better, trust me. Because you're still connected to Krishna. In this world, illusion is like a painkiller. It's still aching, but you don't sense it. You take painkillers when you have pain or ache. You call it painkiller here? Yeah. So you eat those tablets and it's still aching, but you don't feel the pain. So similarly, in this material world, you're suffering, but you still don't think you're suffering. Hello, sir, how do you do? How are you? Oh, I'm fine, thank you. What's fine with you? There's nothing fine. We're all suffering. But the painkiller of Mahamaya tells us that, well, everything is good. And the painkiller of Yogamaya tells us Krishna is not God. Don't believe him. He's not God. And they're overwhelmed with natural affection. So here we find that Nabhi, King Nabhi, he prayed that the Supreme Lord is appearing as his child. So he knows that this is the Supreme Lord. But because he's overwhelmed with this higher potency, Yogamaya, he forgets. He knows, but he forgets. He doesn't want to know. So he's overwhelmed with that joy. And he calls the Supreme Lord as his own son and darling child. Now I'll read the translation and purport, and I hope we have a better or a different understanding. Due to getting a perfect son according to his desire, King Nabhi was always overwhelmed with transcendental bliss and was very affectionate to his son. It was with ecstasy and a faltering voice that he addressed him, "My dear son, my darling." This mentality was brought about by Yoga Maya, whereby he accepted the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Father, as his own son. Out of his supreme goodwill, the Lord became his son and dealt with everyone as if he were an ordinary human being. Thus, King Nabhi began to raise his transcendental son with great affection, and he was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, joy, and devotion. Prabhupada's purport, the word Maya is used in the sense of illusion. Considering the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be his own son, Maharaj Nabhi was certainly in illusion, but this was transcendental illusion. This illusion is required. Otherwise, how can one accept the Supreme Father to be his son? The Supreme Lord appears as the son of one of his devotees, just as Sri Krishna appeared as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. These devotees could never think of their son as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for such appreciation would hamper their relationship of paternal love. On that note, I would stop. If there are any questions or comments, we would take. Yes.
Another Yashoda is looking into Krishna's mouth and questioning whether or not he's God. In her mind, do you think is that a wondering that she's experiencing, or is it an anxiety that she's experiencing because possibly she could be feeling that she might lose her son?
It's described that there's a combination of feelings. One is the fear that, what if he turns out to be God? Is my child actually God? God means he belongs to everyone. So I lose proprietorship over him. The fear of losing Krishna. The second is, she's thinking that, no, Krishna is my child. But what is all this in his mouth? Am I dreaming? I'm not dreaming because my eyes are open. So is this a reality? I thought he just eats dirt. So there's anxiety, there's stress, at the same time there's fear of losing him, there's bewilderment, and at the same time she's thinking what this is. And when she was thinking all this and she was mixed in all these emotions away from her true nature of loving Krishna, Krishna just shut his mouth. He said, this just spoils our relationship. I don't want a mother who considers me as God. I want a mother who doesn't think of all this and just plays with me. So therefore Krishna, but yeah, so there's mix of emotions, and to stop all of that, Krishna just shut his mouth. Yes, Mother Ananga Gopi?
I just was is my understanding correct? So you may listen to the stories and they're so sweet, but we know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God as that
Kratamuni.
Parents of
Vrishabhanu and Mother Kirtita.
That she's Bukaleshwara, that she's the second part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when she appeared, Krishna was so pleased that Yogama covered him. So Yogama will cover us in due course of time. We cannot force them.
Yes, so depending on our true nature, if eternally speaking we have this relationship of friendship with Krishna, or parenthood with Krishna, or conjugal love with Krishna, then naturally when you have that object of your love in front of you, you forget everything else and you act in your natural state. At the moment we see Krishna as the Supreme Lord, which is very good. In fact, there is a gradation. The lowest is the animalistic thinking is there's no God. Even higher thinking is God exists, but then he's impersonal. Then even higher is that he's personal, but he is localized Paramatma. Even higher is to think that, well, God exists and he has form and he's Bhagavan. But then even higher is to think that he's Bhagavan, he's there in Vaikuntha, I belong to him, and because he's God and I belong to him, I have to surrender to him. Surrender in the sense of, I give up everything. But the highest concept is to think that the Supreme Lord might be Supreme Lord, but for me, he's my child. And this is not artificial jumping. We at this point cannot jump to that platform. Because if you jump, then you'll fall down again. Because we aren't completely realized. So slowly and gradually, when you perform bhakti, you chant the holy name with rules and regulations, there comes a point when there's natural attachment for Krishna in one of the features. You will be attracted to Krishna either as a friend, or you'll be attracted to Krishna as a servant, you'll be attracted to Krishna as Mother Yashoda, or you'll be attracted to Krishna like the gopis, as a lover. And this is a natural state. You don't have to artificially jump as a sahajiya. So at that state, when you actually rise to that platform, you will find that when you come to that platform and you see Krishna and you deal with Krishna, naturally you're covered by Yogamaya. Because in that state, you cannot be thinking that he's God. It hampers your progress. So Yogamaya makes sure that there's a sweet relationship. Even if you know he's God, she covers you completely that you don't understand and you don't realize. So it's described in the Bhagavatam also. Bhagavat prachoditaha sutam samadaya. It says that Vasudeva was ordered by Vishnu, take this child to Vrindavan. But when he picked up his child. He didn't pick up Vishnu. Same person. But it is described he was ordered by God, but he picked up his child. A feeling of his heart. When he listened to the instruction, he listened coming it from God. But as soon as that Vishnu transformed into a child, he was overwhelmed with parental love that now no longer he could take instruction, but he was actually picking with love. So he got the instruction from God, but he picked up his child. So in that way, you'll naturally be covered by Yogamaya. If not by Yogamaya, but by Mahamaya.